Awakenings. Written by Oliver Sacks. Narrated by Jonathan Davis and Oliver Sacks.
In 1817, Dr. James Parkinson, a London physician, published his famous Essay on the Shaking Palsy, in which he portrayed, with a vividness and insight that have never been surpassed, the common, important, and singular condition we now know as Parkinson's disease. Isolated symptoms and features of Parkinson's disease, the characteristic shaking or tremor, and the characteristic hurrying or festination of gait and speech, had been described by physicians back to the time of Galen. Detailed descriptions had also appeared in the non-medical literature, as in Aubrey's descriptions of Hobbes' shaking palsy. But it was Parkinson who first saw every feature and aspect of the illness as a whole, and who presented it as a distinctive human condition or form of behavior. Between 1860 and 1890, working amid the large population of chronically ill patients at the Salpêtrière in Paris, Charcot filled in the outline which Parkinson had drawn. In addition to his rich and detailed characterizations of the illness, Charcot perceived the important relations and affinities which existed between the symptoms of Parkinson's disease and those of depression, catatonia, and hysteria. Indeed, it was partly in view of these striking relationships that Charcot called Parkinsonism a neurosis. In the 19th century, Parkinsonism was almost never seen before the age of 50, and was usually considered to be a reflection of a degenerative process or defect of nutrition in certain weak or vulnerable cells. Since this degeneration could not actually be demonstrated at the time, and since its cause was unknown, Parkinson's disease was termed an idiosyncrasy or idiopathy. In the first quarter of this century, with the advent of the great sleeping sickness epidemic, encephalitis lethargica, a new sort of Parkinsonism appeared, which had a clear and specific cause. This encephalitic or post-encephalitic Parkinsonism, unlike the idiopathic illness, could affect people of any age and could assume a form and a severity much graver and more dramatic than ever occurred in the idiopathic illness. A third great cause of Parkinsonism has been seen only in the last 20 years and is an unintended and usually transient consequence or side effect of the use of phenothiazide and butorphanone drugs, the so-called major tranquilizers. It is said that in the United States alone, there are 2 million people with Parkinsonism, 1 million with idiopathic Parkinsonism or Parkinson's disease, 1 million with drug-induced Parkinsonism, and a few hundred or thousand patients with post-encephalitic Parkinsonism, the last survivors of the great epidemic. Other causes of Parkinsonism, coal gas poisoning, manganese poisoning, syphilis, tumors, etc., are excessively rare and are scarcely likely to be seen in a lifetime of practice by the ordinary physician.